Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. In my travels, I've been exposed to Jamaican meat pies when I lived down in South Florida, and the British kind served at English and Scottish football matches. But living in Vermont, hard against the Quebec border, you learn about another meat pie, the tortillée, the classic French-Canadian meat pie. Here to tell us more about that is Melissa Passanen, a freelance journalist and food editor of Vermont Life magazine. Melissa, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Great to be here, Rick.
Let's start with a description of the tortillée.
Tortillée is French-Canadian meat pie, as you referred to the border there. It is eaten year-round, but it is particularly a thing during the winter holiday season. There are a lot of different styles. You know, obviously, it was something that was cooked at home, so family recipes. It's a double-crusted pie, for those who might not be familiar with it. Meat pie, usually a combination of ground pork and beef, but I learned doing research for this that there's even a broader definition, but we'll start with that. It often is flavored with onions, usually thickened with mashed potato. And then the seasoning is what I call Christmas spices. So usually a little bit of ground clove and cinnamon, and is often eaten with pickles. You know, in the old days, those would have been homemade bread and butter pickles, pickled beets, etc. And I brought you a slice of one, and I made my very own pickled beets to go with it, which is not something I usually make, but I kind of got inspired.
Oh, I can't wait to dig in. You talked to one family for whom this is a holiday tradition, so tell us about them.
On my many travels, I've met so many amazing families, but the Kuchers of Missisquoi Valley Farm, a dairy farm in Westfield, are among some of my favorite kind of old-school farming families I've met. They both, Pauline and Jake, both trace their lineage back to Quebec, and they raised six children of their own who are all now grown on the farm with a very deep French Canadian tradition. So for them, the tortillée is part of the winter holiday, and it starts with réveillon. And réveillon is the French-Canadian term for an all-night party, basically. You never go to sleep. And traditionally, in these communities, you did that both on the eve of Christmas and on New Year's Day, the eve, not New Year's Eve, the eve of New Year's Day. Unfortunately, like so many things, these big all-night parties don't really happen anymore. As Jake said to me, these were things of our childhood. But he had wonderful memories he shared of doing the chores, you know, milking the afternoon milking of the cows, going to sleep and being woken up a few hours later to go to midnight mass. Then the whole family would tromp back, and all the rest of the night they would eat and drink, and tortillas were a big part of that. And then there, he said there, you know, when he was small, there'd be cousins running around, and the next thing you'd know, it would be morning, and you'd have to go change into your barn clothes and go milk the cows, and you'd never gone to sleep. And he just said it was such a special memory. And people would bring tortillée, you know, go visit family and friends. And everybody, as I said, had a different recipe. And what he said that really resonated with me was how close it felt as a community, that everybody pitched in together to raise the food, to, you know, make this all happen for the community. And then you'd get together and celebrate over that food.
How many of these meat pies would they make each year?
Well, Pauline was so funny. So she also grew up making tortillée, and she said they would set up, she and her, you know, her mother, her grandmother, they would be set up in the kitchen. She said, you never made just one or two. You always made 15 or 20. And I've heard that from other families too, because you would eat them sort of throughout the whole winter season. One woman told me, a woman that I interviewed in Winooski, that her mother would just put them all out on the porch and they would freeze solid. You didn't have a freezer that was that big.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is food writer Melissa Passanen. We're talking about tortillée. Melissa, what about a bake shop that's been carrying on the holiday tradition?
So the one I brought you right there is a slice from Quality Bake Shop in Essex. Currently, it's run by Doug Sims Sr., who married into the LeBlanc family. And the recipe is the grandmother of that family. And Doug works with his son, Doug Jr. And Doug Sr. is the only one who knows the recipe, though. He was the only one entrusted with it. And there, you just had a bite.
It was delicious. I love it. I never would have thought that pickled beet you would eat that together, but it really is fabulous.
Right. Well, I think they probably were even a little bit richer in the older days when we didn't have all this lean meat. So I'm guessing the pickles were really good, you know, balance to that.
Yeah. Now, you also found a baker that just opened who's put their own spin on the classic tortillere.
Yes. So this guy is amazing. I love this place. So it's down in White River Junction. It's called Piecemeal Pies. And the chef owner is Justin Barrett. He is a really amazing young guy. And he opened an English style meat pie and hard cider bar in October, right on that main street of White River Junction. Really great place. They make traditional, like you were saying, the English meat pies that sort of look like a cylinder, very sturdy, right, filled with really delicious braised meats. But while he was having the project built this past summer, he said so many of the contractors and folks working on his project at the building said to him, well, are you going to make tortillere? And he thought, well, I got to look into that. So they also said to him, it's not going to be as good as my grandmother's tortillere. So there's always that challenge when you're trying to do a version of, you know, someone's prized family memory, taste memory. But anyway, this Justin takes things very seriously, traveled up to Quebec to actually taste and see what was going to be the best version that he could make. He does everything from scratch, all local meats and vegetables. He went to, there's a famous restaurant up in Montreal called Au Pied de Cochon, and in their cookbook they have a version. And so he talked to them, and what he ended up with is something that apparently is more the style of a tortillere from the Lac Saint-Jean area, which is not one that I was familiar with. So it's more braised meats, and they in fact included always game in their meat pies. So his, which sounds amazing, I didn't get to taste it. He just sent me beautiful photos and described it to me. I hope to, though, is a leaf lard crust, so delicious, rich crust. And then he has in it some veal, some braised pork. He does celery, garlic, onions, white wine, a very rich reduced chicken stock. And then some of the more traditional meat spices and herbs like thyme and sage, white pepper. And then on that Christmas side of things, some mace, some cloves, cinnamon, and ginger. And he does thicken it with potatoes. And he mixes it all together with a delicious combination of butter, fatty bacon, and rabbit livers. Those are left over from his rabbit pies.
Melissa Passanen is a freelance journalist and the food editor of Vermont Life magazine. Melissa, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you. I'm hungry.